Rishus Avi Mori. We're holding by Melacha Taifa, the 23rd Melacha of Lam Tes Melachas. The core for this is the Gemara and the Ayin Dalad. The Gemara says, brings down the Mishnah, Taifa Beis Tfiros Yichayiv. In fact, the Gemara Volei Kaimo, it unravels itself naturally. The Gemara answers, who should call Shun? You may not. The question among the Rishonim is, why not Chayiv? Two, it's like Koshim inside the Sugar of Taifa. The way how the Mishmua comes out, he makes three levels out of it. He says, a case over here when a person does two tefillos and a kesher, even a kesher she'enu shal kayomo, to not chayim inside the sugi of kesher, locha is al tefillo yichayif. He says, let's say a person does three tefillos, meaning one tefillo is up, second tefillo is down, and the third one is going up, then the locha is yichayif even out a case of a kesher, calling the Rambam, the Magar Avraham. That's the Mishmua goes. Number three, he comes along and says, let's say a person does two tefillos without a kesher. Is there a din d'rabbanan? So Mishmur brings down the common sandal by the case of a pin. He certainly holds it's a case of d'rabbanan. Mishmur brings down b'loshen yesh oimrim. And the grass paskin levad says din d'rabbanan over here. The gam. Moshe, when he brings down the Guinness of Rodim, you look up the Guinness of Rodim, he says a loch of two stitches only are mutter and gansen. Not like the yesh oimrim in the Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara is mamshech and says, akura am naslit for. That's the case of the Mishnah, then Yechayiv. In fact, the Gemara, where is Kriya in the Mishkan? It says, the Gemara, Shken Yira, you by the Riyah, Shnof Ba Darna, when a worm fell on top of the Riyah, Kurim Ba, you rip it, Motayfim Oisah, and then you resew it together. Now, at the beginning of this man, we learned, we get to the Sugya of Shiurim, the Chur, the three Shitas, where exactly we learn out Shiurim from. Either we have the Ritva Shita that says everything is up to Chazal, oh, we have the Ran Shita. Anything that's in the Mishkan, Yechayiv, anything not in the Mishkan, can also be Chayiv up to Chazal. We had Rashi in the Ayin Heim and Beis. Rashi over there says, whatever is not in the Mishkan, a person cannot be Mukhiyah for. The Get Ausdik with the case of Taifer, it says, Kerem Naslit for. The Gemara says, where exactly is the situation in the Mishkan? The case of Adarno. The Gemara by Os and Daf Kofayim and Aleph, the Gemara brings down the end of the Omid. Where is the case Am Naslit for? The Gemara says, the of the a person over here made a pouch. Basically, he had a bubble inside his clothing. The bubble is messed up. You have to rip open the bubble, resew it, and therefore that's the situation how the person did a kriya amna slit for. The obvious question is, the Gemara Daf Ayin Hei is saying, a case of darno, a worm fell atop the riyah. Yet the Gemara Kofei is saying, when the person made a bubble inside his clothing, why exactly does the Gemara say one time one thing? The Gemara is something else. As the effect Taisus on the page says Taisus, the reason why we did not say the case of Kisso by the case of Kerem Naslitfer, where was in the Mishkan, because the case in the Mishkan was Umnim. The Umman does not make a bubble, does not make a pouch inside his clothing, there's no mistakes over here. That's why over here it says the case of a darno, a case of a worm. If so, it says the case of a darno, why does it say the case of a bubble on Daf Kofei? The Gemara wants the case, I'm less lit for state tefillos, two tefillos. By the case of a darno, when a worm falls there, you're going to have to rip open a lot. Not just two stitches, and we sew up, you have to do 20 stitches, 50 stitches, 100 stitches. Mashenki, when a case of only two stitches, that's a small case of a bubble, a case where you made a pouch over there. So we see from Taifas that there of Taifer, I'm less lit for Korea, I'm less lit for state tefillos. What was the case of the Mishkan with Amnas Litfor? The case of the Mishkan with the case of Adarno, which is not two tefillos, was much more, was 50 tefillos, 100 tefillos. So you see, Tosfos understood that things were not in the Mishkan can still be the share. That's the Pashas of Tosfos points out the Chassam Sofer, not like Rashi and Daf Ayinei. Chassam Sofer points out from Tosfos, we see that the fact that Shurim are not in the Mishkan still Chazal Kamechayev you. Now, could be he meant either like the Ritva, that all Shurim up to Chazal, or like the Ran, but still not like Rashi. Well, the second point, before this is a nice ride to the Mishnah's Mahalach. Mishnah understands that exactly the idea of numbers, when it says in the Mishnah, case of Beis Oisius, is that the Shir, or is that the definition of the Malacha? Now, if we know the idea of Chatzi Shir, if you understand a person writes one Ois is a concern of the Malacha, it's not din deraisa, only din derabanan. If he holds his get in a shir, then chad shir also min haTorah. Machlokes chavetz chaim, rest among the others, min chesinuch abnezer and others. Machlokes. The case over here is kerei am naslitva beis tefiros. Says Taisus, it was not in the Mishkan. That was not the case. Why chayiv? Since Tosfos apisvaro, it's chashiv two tefiras apisvaro shabai. If the idea of kerem nasutvah shtei tefiras is a gedur in the melacha, avad has to be in the mishkan. It sounds like in Tosfos that if it's in shir, echnami does have to be in the mishkan. But to get in the melacha, avad has to be in the mishkan. So it sounds like in Tosfos the number that's said over in the mishnah is a gedur of shir and not the definition of melacha, a right to the Chofetz Chaim against the Maganovus. The Gemara goes on further in Daf Ayin Hey. Brings down Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, and Rav says three statements over here. First case: a Moshe Chut Shel Tfira B'Shabbes. Someone pulls a thread on Shabbos, it's Chayv Chatos. Shel what that means? Pashas like Rashi says, Chayv Chatos of Tefer. The second thing: a Loiv Min David Echad Min Hamagush is Chayv Miso. A third thing: someone's Yedaya Lachashiv Tkuvas Mazolos for Enachleishiv Osel Estapi Mimenu. So the idea of learning Tkuvas Mazolos, I think we mekayim it about 10 days ago. When you get involved, what exactly the Zman of Nittel is, the Zman over here, you get to St. Talamot of Rachel, you get to this Thursday night, why some people call it Nittel, why some people last Friday night was a case of Nittel, 8-9 days ago. So that concept of Mekayim, the whole talks a little bit. And you get the Suga of Loimim and Amagush, the Gemara says, Yechayim Miso, what's Amagush? Gemara Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says the Amagush is a case of someone's Mechashif, Dos Kishif. And Rav says, someone is a Min, Mashiach Lovai Dezara. Someone who drags you over to the case of Avodah Zarah, the loch is you cannot learn out anything from him. Says Rashi, Afilu Divrei Torah. Even Divrei Torah cannot learn from him. Brought down Lalocha and Yodaya and Simon Kuf Ayin test if you test by the Mechaber. Aloy Min Amagosh, the loch is Afilu Divrei Torah Chayv Miso. Machlok is what shall we go with. The Goyin and the Shach says we go like the Gedder of Min Hamesis. Anyone who pulls a person away from Yiddishkeit is nichl in the category. And Mash Enkein, the Levosh of the means are both Pshatim, Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel. Now the question is, what's Nafkamina? What's the difference over here practically to us, the Sugyo? So they point out two Nafkaminas. One is, before Oscar came around, the way how the Ilm used to know what words meant in English, there's something called a Jastro. Right? L'haim, the Altahaim, years ago, right? Used to learn something called Jastro. There's a big shaila among the Peskim, is that Chayiv Miso? What's the shaila?
Still have it.
So the shaila is that Nichol Negeda of Magush or not? Magush is very clear that a person cannot do it. So they get involved with a couple of things. One, they get involved with who exactly was he? Is he associated? His shuvas end up being part of the reform. The reform want to call him the head of the reform. And therefore, Nashtar Klein is a Tshuva Balat says, can you use Jastro? We quote Gemara on Shabbos of Ainei. He says, if in the spirit it's true that he's ahead of the reform, you now learn even Divrei Torah v'Chayiv Miso. Now, specifically, Neger to Jastro per se, just if he can or can't, because my father says he still has it, and our people in Yeshiva that still nice to have it. So, first, the words of Rashi, when he says over, Rashi says, Min Hamashich Lavoid Zoro. So let's defend them. Let's defend why it's not nichol in this category. One is that the idea is that Mesa is not void of Zoro. Is Dafka a void of Zoro? But let's say it's not void of Zoro. Reform is not a void of Zoro. It's just Kaifa Be'ikr. So the words of Ben Echananel on the page, his words are Kaifa Be'ikr. That's an Amagush. But Rashi, the way the place can be down in Yodaya, some Kufa in test, someone's Moshech, a person not a void of Zoro. Why is the void of Zoro worse? Because one's Yoga Valiava, one's not. Posh it. Therefore, if you go with the technical words of Rashi and bring down that Zegeta Shaboy, only applies to someone who's Negeta Avodah Zarah. It's Aleph. Take it a step further. The Shalom Moshe has a tshuva. How in the world do people learn about Kishuv, the Bezdin, Sanhedrin, to dump people in Negeta Kishuv, and we'll learn from Amagush, Chayiv Miso, Afil Divrei Torah. So, how in the world does Sanhedrin know the idea of Kishuv? So he says the whole entire issue is Dafka learning from them, speaking to them, because when you start talking to people like this, they start drawing you in. And they lead to other conversations, other topics. But once he's dead already, and you're left with a book, then Moshe, you're allowed to read a book. A book, the Maisa, there is no Isser. Why did not be Moshe you to draw you into other conversations? Build upon this, Rav Moshe. Once he passed away in the 1900s, early 1900s, right, 1903, I think. So therefore, even before Zadie's time, fine. So therefore, it comes out, there should not be a problem, negate to a book. Why did they get involved with factually, is it true the Maisa was ahead of the reform? The shaila over here was that true, he's very, very modern Orthodox. And the reform, like saying he's a father reform, but they kind of forget he only maybe led to the concept of reform.
Batsim, when they wanted to join the JTS, he pulled back away from it. He did not hold these ideas over here. He had a very amount of things in the shul over here. But the Bimavuchi in his life, what exactly was he? His shul might have associated himself with it, but he turned away from numerous things over here. But let's negate the Jasher, why the Ilum seems to be Noig Lahokal over here, it's not negate to Asikir. Words of Rashi is Afilu Divrei Torah. Words of Mechaba Afilu Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah. Yes, any, I mean everything, even Torah, certainly Tanya.
So if I have to watch three, how to get to that
place? Don't talk to them. They said anything. The words of the Gemara, you learn anything, learn anything from them, Chayim Misa.
What about knowledge?
Oh, the second thing, come on, Lepayskim. Come on, Rav Nashi Klein and Rav Osner. They discussed, besides the idea of speaking to them, what is the head to go to college? Besides other numerous problems, numerous times you have professors that have a side job called being a minister. And therefore, when these ministers are teaching you things that, let's say they even stick to their classroom topic they're supposed to, even if it's Divrei Torah, says, these tshuvas, the maisa, it's awesome to learn from them. As once in Chaim Blin, I started talking to one of the workers, the technician over there. In the middle of the conversation, he points out he was a Protestant minister. He's a technician. Yeah, of course, but also a minister. As once in the airplane, talking to the person next to me about religion. He says, yeah, I have a large gila, I'm a head of the Mormons, you know, I have a minister for the Mormons. Okay, these guys are literally a case of Von Gush. That's the people you meet, agav. But these professors, usually they have talent over here. And numerous of them are clearly ministers, and I mentioned it. The who are coming to the and they point out that what are you going to do? Not going to walk on the class. Not going to take the class. Fail on it. The words of the Gemara is Chayim Misa. A massive enough Kamino learning from these people over here. It's also Gomer. Back to our sugya. Come on, we have a sugya of Teifer. One of the questions I started discussing, we have a sugya of Teifer and a sugya of Kshiro. We knot things together, we sew things together. We're attaching two things together. What one of the questions is, what is the chiluk between the case of Teifer and between the chiluk, the idea of kosher? Both attaching. So the way the Orchid Shabbos in Perikud Aleph or Or Aleph, he starts off with the cloud, the definition. By the case of the Urias, you're being Isaac with the Urias and attaching the Urias one to another. Mashaikim, by the case of Chutim, by the case of rope, you're being Isaac and something else to attach this. Being Isaac in the rope to wrap around something else. You're Isaac in the Dova Acher. He says, even though, let's say you take the Rias, and therefore you make an attachment to a Kesher, then he says you make space, you pull back some of the string, and therefore it's like you're Isaac with something else to make the idea of a Kesher. So his definition of Kesher, why it's different than the case of Tefillah, because what exactly are you doing? You're Isaac with the Guva Dover or Dovet Study? Myself, the Ilm Sola Tshuva Bar Moshe, who also Agav is the Orcha Shulchan say Mahalach, did not seem to go this way. Now, just to be Maktim L'Te'elis, the Orcha Shabbos, if you haven't learned how his form works, it's very simple. He builds up what's the definition of the Melacha, and once he has the definition, he goes to the Perek and tries to apply his definition based upon different akimtas and situations. Obviously, you have a different definition for the Melacha of Teifer, Har Moshe and the Orcha Shulchan will go. You have different halachas, negate what it says in the parak, negate the sugya of Teifer. Therefore, if you go through his parak, you have 10 different nafkaminas. What he wants to say is one way, but Moshe will come out mamash a different way. When the Orch Shabbos Chelik Alpha originally came out, so it seemed there was missing a lot of Moshe's. So people, me including, went over to Rav Shlomo, went over to Rav Reuben and asked him, what happened to Rav Moshe's over here? So he says he did not realize how popular the Orcha Shabbos would come out to be, how people mamash would stumble for some, and therefore it seemed to be the way our sefer went. He took out the four main gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo Zalman, Yashiv, Rav Osner, and the Nissen Karelitz. He said in the beginning he put in Amoshes, he took it out, nothing to go do with it, just took them out, didn't understand how to deal with Amoshes, and therefore he left out half of Klal Yisrael. He says, "Nice that now he had a little bit of charoto." And therefore, in the beginning when Chelik Alf came out, all the American poskim knew. You want to know the Israeli psak? You take out the Orch Shabbos. Then after you do that, you have to know what the American psak is. You have to look up the American swarm, what to go do, and how to apply it practically. So people, Shem Shemayim, went over to Aruman and asked him, "Could we put in the Moishas into Orch Shabbos Chelik Alf?" Now this is before Chelik Beis came out, Chelik Gimel, Chelik Dalet. Those three nice he put in the Moishas. He learned. He asked to put them inside. But the Chelik Alf asked him, could we put it in? So, of course, he said very smartly, let's first see what you go do. So they took the Malach of Teifer. And they wrote the Malach of Teifer with Akdama, the definition of the Malach of Moshe writes in Tshuva, the Tshuva negated to Pins. And they write Agav is the Orcha Shulchan. Then he goes through halacha by halacha, berach 9, 10 different halachas, where what you wrote, Agav, according to Moshe, is not that way. And the Moshe in print writes this way. And according to Orcha Shulchan, also is not this way. And they gave it to him. They want to put it in the Ram Moshe's. Well, no one has it. And obviously he stopped it. He says, no, it's okay, Michael, God, give me your emotions, what you want to put inside. But the Talis, you have to realize that Chelik Aleph, it's a wonderful Sefer, but sometimes you do have to look in the other Sfarim to see what exactly other Chlokim Klaisal, how exactly they paskind. Negat to Teifer, Kamal Ramoshin, it starts off, the first, the idea of Teifer is to make something one. Echad, you take a Beged, you reuse, you attach one to another, it's one thing over here. Mashenk in the case of Kesher, you're attaching two things, but it's not coming one. It's not one entity over here. That's one thing he says. He goes on further, the Maaseh coins the Rambam, that's not enough. We know the halacha by Pesach HaVolim, when a person twines string into rope, a shallow, what exactly the halacha is, the way the Mishmur brings down the end of Simish Nid Zayin, the Mogavram brings down the Rambam Shito, that twining string into rope is nichol the getter of Kesher. Unraveling it is nichol the getter of matter. The question is, why? When you twine into rope, it's one. It should be a case of Teifer. Unraveling it should be a case of Korea. Divi, he's most of a second point over here. He says that the way of doing Korea and Teifer has to be something when you attach it, to undo it, you have to rip it apart. Not just you have to undo what you did. Undoing is in the case of Kosher. Kosher, you make a knot, and you undo the knot. The idea of Teifer is it connects together, and the standard way of doing it is not by undoing what you did, it's by cutting it, it's ripping it. It's whether it's ripping the paper apart, or the case of ripping the beggar apart. The Gam says in Moshe, you can technically undo the stitches, you can technically undo slowly the paper and disconnect it from the glue. So yeah, that's a tircha. That's the standard way of doing it, is by ripping it. You might choose to do it in a specific way, of not doing the ripping, but that's a tircha. That's not the way how you do it. The way is by ripping it. Zivik Hamilton says, to be the definition of Teifer, number one, has to be something that's one. And number two, has to be something that when you undo it, you rip it. He points out, that's not like Mishmur brings down the carbon and the saddle. The case of a pin. A pin you put in, and you undo it, you don't rip it. So that's the mahalach of a Moshe over here. A third mahalach, which is for him to grapple with. This is my Kevus Mishnah. He wants to understand the idea of Teifer and Kosher is when you have an emsoi, something in between to go attach one thing to another. You have a button to jacket, you use string. You have a paper to paper, you use glue. You have your riyah to riyah, you sew things together over here through a string. It's one thing to another with emsoi. Mashen Kesher, what are you doing? You take one thing to another and attaching one to another. There's no emsoi over here. You might be having something else inside, but the attachment is one thing to another. Numbers Achronim grapple with his Makavis HaMishnah. Most of them seem to argue with this idea over here, but that's his definition. Let me do a three chalukim. What's the definition of kosher versus teifer is? And obviously, be nafkaminas over here. One case is the pin of the carbon sandal. A similar question you can ask. We learn the melach of oirig, of weaving. We learn the melach of teifer, sewing. What's weaving and what's sewing? We know in English weaving and sewing. Very nice. What does that mean, weaving? What does sewing over here mean? So it seems to be also mavuch among the achrayim with the basic nafkamino. There's one way to understand the idea of weaving is a case when a person is making a guf adover. You're making a suit. You're making the thing itself. Tfira masha enkein. You're taking a button and attaching it to the suit. There's one thing to another over here. Therefore, the case of embroidery. Embroidery is you have basically a plastic background, and you put things back and forth, back and forth. They come along and saying, what melacha is that? Is that a riga? Is that a case of teifer? They come along and saying, going back and forth, but you're making the guva dover. The thing is not the plastic that tells you the colors, which one to go do. The guva dover is the wool they're putting back and forth. They will come out, embroidery will be nichol together of a riga. That's the mevuch nechonigol, it's the bris olam, Chaim Kenevsky. I've said a shame, you can understand that the way. The idea of a riga is when there's nothing here and you create something. There's nothing. And we back and forth, back and forth. Mashing tefira, what? We, you want to get, yeah, when you give a swat to person.
either being Imran, leaving, or being Imran.
Yes, it would say which Malach is.
You say either or.
That's, that, like, you could. But this is basically... or, again, okay, it's the case of weaving is there's nothing there, and you're creating something. Two is something that's there, and you're adding to it. So here they want tiny so, so you have this plastic thing, and you're adding to it. The Yivus and the Chodeshani, the Knei Baisim, Masaliyo, what is that? It's Nechon Negeda Tfiro. That means what is embroidery? Some as far we'll put under one category, one under another, because they argue what exactly is Tfiro, what is the case of Arigo. Now just 2 points in Clolius in the Geta Sigur Tfiro. First is their taifa by the case of Eichel. So the interesting Nesivus in Hilchos Yontif, he says that there's no Tfiro on Eichel. One thing we already saw this idea. By the case of the Shlomo Zalman discussing why there's no Kureya by Eichel, he says not Shach the Pasha Tfiro. That's Mamre Shlomo Zalman. Now you have to know in the Lomdus why that's so. But Maisa, we know there's no Kureya and no Tfiro by Eichel, Gam Yishlomo, why that's so. Second question they discuss is there Tfiro by a person? Can you stitch up a person? The Gaita stitches, very basic question. Again, when you're doing stitches on Shabbos, someone has a cut, not Negeta Koch Nefesh. Or even the get koch nefesh, the get the sugya of a goy yisrael, what the luck is in simush and chav ches. Or in the get the third case, even the koch nefesh, could you add interferes over here, more stitches for beauty reasons? Come on the place, we grapple what exactly is the malacha, is it taifer or not? Since the Yazir, he has a truth about it in chav, he brings out the cheskel of Bramstigi and says, the person is not decked with tefirot. We don't do tefirot to people. We might have certain kimtis ago do it, but not nechel to get the tefirot, and therefore it's only dindir abonon. Has a long shiva about it. It starts saying why it should be a dirabbanan, because let's analyze it. When you do stitches one to another, in essence you're putting it together, how does it stay together? The body naturally heals. Then you take out the stitches, or they fall out by themselves. So the whole idea of tefillah la'olam is better than the body is doing it, and not the stitches. That'd be a nechel geder of not being miskayim. The best it could be a case of tefirah d'rabbanan. The Maaseh goes on further and says no, because the geder v'deraisa, because that's how Uman Maaseh does it. You sew things together, and sure, it stays l'olam due to the stitches that you created over here. Diva gam, it's not the stitches there per se that's doing it, but it did a tefirah of a Maaseh Uman that stays l'olam. Diva b'shalom zamal v'yashu says echshash geder v'deraisa.
So we're going to stitch that last day.
That would be even worse.
That everybody would agree.
No, not everybody, no. Vosa has a tshuva about it, Rabelski has a tshuva about it, and they really get involved with Vosa ends up Sarachian, Rabelski and Orcha Shabbos, they get involved when they think about it, there's really the stitches, you have a cut, there's glue, and even when you have a cut, there's something called a butterfly bandage. What's a butterfly bandage? You have a cut, I have my head cut open, I have 14 stitches over here, so that's what my parents did to me. Mice, they cut open over here. Mice, they put it together, and then mice, they stitches. But if they put a band-aid, a butterfly bandage, is that an act of teifa? They stuck two things together. So the Shabbos wants a time of, there's something that's be'etzim tefira, a be'etzim mice uman, that's stitching. That's the whole entire time that Achren was discussing is a shash deraisa. That's a mavucho among, let's say, called Sliyaza versus Shlomo Zalman. But they get to the case of glue, they get to the case of a butterfly banded, that certainly is not Ma'is Uman. Anyone could do that. That's not Mamish Tfiyo. A gum glue is a total Shabbat. That's not Mamish Tfiyo. The way it's sticking together, you bet him just holding it there, and the body naturally seals itself together. That he wants to have Vadis Dirabonon. What's the Mechal between the two? Gam Yishlom, how he did that, because one's Dirayso, the other one's also Dirayso. One's just a Tol, the one's Av. He wants to have one's a Ma'is Uman per se, Be'etim Tfiyo, that's the Av Shabbat. That he wants to give it again a Chash Dirayso. Masheng, in the case of glue or butterfly, you want time to know that a vada everyone agrees that nichol get of drabonon, and he can't do that on Shabbos.
Butterfly is definitely not in the sky. So
again, I say even again the understanding even if stitches fall out naturally, not even the sky, I mean, or glue that falls off naturally, but since it's made to the connection even the sky, instead of Shlomo Zalman, the connection to the sky.
But then the connection is the two parts of the skin.
Right, same thing by the butterfly, same thing.
What's it feeling? It's sticking. You're not sticking the two parts.
No, but you're holding it together, and now it heals it.
Sticking is the
still attaching it. What's different in glue? By paper, so what? By paper, two one to another, same thing. Just by paper, chiddush, again, the massive chiddush, the chab brings down the ram, mashito, glue is definitely get of taifer. A gum is not going stitches one through another. He wants a mechalik, one's a mice at fear, uman, mamish, one's not. Mamish will have to get to a loch and simish and chav chestif, dalid. if a person has a right to extra stitches for cosmetic reasons, it's built upon the sugya over here. We'll leave it to the sugya in Shin Chavkas. The Gael Halacha to us, to Taifa, we really have three sifin you have to go through. We have the Simon Shin Yazayin, Sif Gimel. We have the Simon Shin Mem, Sif Vav, and Sif Zayin. So first, let's start off with Simon Shin Yazayin, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber discusses the Halacha of Pesach based on Tzavar. By now, everyone knows the Gemara Max and Daf Gimel, the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Memches. The Mechaber says someone who opens up the neck of a sweater for the first time, the Halacha is it's a Isser Deraiso. What's the Isser? Says the Mechaber, Besakim Mono. Loshon of Rashi, Makar Patish, Agam, the Rama means under, he means under the sugya of Kareya. Pashi means Issa, the Raisa of Kareya. In fact, the Beis Yosef over here in Simon Shin Yazayin brought down by the Magar of Rom, what's it sad not to be Kareya? Why is the Mechaber and Rashi not saying that way? Says the Beis Yosef of the Magar of Rom, because it has to be Kareya Amanas Litfor, and the opening up of Beis Yosef is not Kareya Amanas Litfor. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Mem, which he sends you to by us, Simon Shin Yazayin, Ayin the Bialoch and Sifri Dalad over there. And over there, Sifri Dalad have a question. The Mechaber Shita is, Kurei Amnas, the Sakin is even Issa Dereiso. Therefore, he has two tools. Either he wants to answer, Mitzad, the Mechaber was Chayzer. Or he wants to answer, in Rashi Shita the Cholopachis, that when you see Tikkun, that not Nichon the Ged of Kelkel, it's not Kurei. I see the Sefer Shuli Dover before the Chavetz Chaim, says the same idea, same story, that's why I bring your eye. But the case of Kadayach, when you put a nail into the wall, what's that? Is that Saiser? Because you're knocking out part of the wall. No one calls that Saiser. I can't be making a hole in the wall. Olam sees Tikkun. Olam sees Bain over here. So the same thing. You see Tikkun. He wants to bring you L'shoivis O'izen. When people see a Pu'ula, no one tells you make a hole in the wall. Oh, Saiser. What do you see? You see Bain. I come, there's a hole here. Same thing he says, Shvila Dova, the same idea. When you rip open a Pesach Beis Tzavar, I see Tikkun, that's Mesakim Mono. Fine, and we discussed that by Riches another time. The Sugya Amnas Litfor is Amnas Litfor, Dafka Amnas Nesakim. The second halacha that's brought down over here in the Mechaber, Simni Shin Yad Zayin Sif Gimel, he said, but let's say it already was opened. It came along the Kavis, the washer, and he sewed it back together, or really he made a Kesha back together. Since it's a Kesha Sh'ein Shal Kayomo, first of all, Maisa has a right to reopen it. That means there'll be three cases of Pesach Beis Tzavar. One is the first time, that's Deraisa Chayiv Chatzis, the second one of Kareya. A second time, the case of a Kovis. Case of a Kovis and the Mechaber of Maisa, it's Mutter, why? It's a Keshish Einu Shal Kayomo. The first Bia Dover, we do not know the Sugya of Kosha yet. Make it simple. The way how Rashi understands the Get of Kosha, there are three levels, the Gemara has three levels. We'll go with Rashi's Malach, how he explains it. This is Mutter, Derabonon, and Deraisa. Definition of mutter is anything less than 24 hours. One tie shoe less than 24 hours, it's mutter. Some say up to a week, it's mutter. Makom atzarech, mishabur l'maisa is mekel. That's mutter. Something more than a week, kol a kesh l'zman, that's drabonon. Something that's a long time, more than 6 months, la'ilam, that's nichol l'geda of a kesh deraiso. That means la'ilam is deraiso, l'zman is the case over here, that's drabonon. And miyad, 24 hours up to a week is nichon negeda of being mutter. So we have over here a case of a keshish einah shel kayama, the kavis made. The loch is a person has a right to open it. Therefore, against the same neck of the sweater that you opening up, the maaseh is mutter. What does it mean a keshish einah shel kayama over here by the case of the neck of a sweater? A very important question. What does that mean? Come on, the Mishnah Berurah, and it brings down two mahalchim. One, he understands like how I just made three levels. He quotes the Taz. Taz says anything made to open up in one day, that's mutter. The kavis, he's washing the baguette, he sews it up together in one day, you undo it in one day, it's mutter. The getter is one day, up to a week, and not more than that. That's how Maisa, the Eliyahu, the Chayodim, the Grans, they go this way. At Sarasheni, Mishmur brings down a second shito, the Vusha shito. He says the derech is to keep it closed until you bring it home and you use it. That means you can stay there for a week, a month, a year. But since when you come to go use it, you come to open it, that's its function. That's also nichol negeda of kesher she'ena shal kayamo. That's besim the Rav Yoav Rishon that way. The Aruch HaShulchan, Shlomo Zalman says that the steamers are poskim this way. Rosh Hashanah goes this way. It means basically, if something can be left for a long time, which we'll get to Bez Hashem tomorrow, negeda to these diapers or by band aids. When you have the tab stuck on one to another, you have a tab and the band aid onto it. How can you open it? It's on the shelf for 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. How can you open it? Those who want tainus nichal negeder, what the olim calls tefil isman, or what they call inishal kiyamo, based upon this machloikis lavush versus the taz, what the definition of inishal kiyamo is. Now the sword you make a war usually again in kesher is a day, or lizman or la'olim. Why is this different? What's special over here? It says the Shlomo Zalman in the Chodashani. It says since the whole shemus of the sweater is, you can't have the sweater when it's knotted. The whole function is to undo it. It's as if it's made to undone today. It's nichel negeder of liyim. Says the whole Chodashani, the whole function is absent of being sewed up. It's made to open. Has negeder of liyim. It's not like stam you make a kesher that the function is to use the shoe now and then undo later on. The whole use is to undone. The whole point of a band-aid is to use it. They have the whole point to take the tab off. Therefore, Kamal Gitar says it has to be undone that day. Mishmoving down the bush, no, it has to be undone when you bring it home to plan to go use it. That's also Nichol Negeder Kun the bush of Eina Yishol Kayama. Nichol Negeder called Tfil Isman.
It's mutter to do it right now.
It's mutter to do it when. But Mechaber is very clear. You have a sweater that was open. He gave it to the Kovis. He made a kesher over here. According to Levush, you brought it home a month later. You can open up on Shabbos mutter. According to the Taz, it has to be brought home that day. 24 hours. Or maybe up to a week. But Mamash, a month later. Why? Because the whole point is to open it. That means a bag of chips. That fuel is a month. The whole point is to open it. That's the whole point, to get the food out.
Once you bring it home, you have to do it that day.
No. That means when you use it. Yeah. It's words actually cast me manual, but it means to use it. The third halacha, Kamung Gamor, when he says a case of Seich Beis Tzaver, he says, but let's say Uman, Kamung, it makes either a kesher, makes a knot on the neck, or he does a tefillah, does a song on the neck. Now for you to reopen up Nichol Negeder of Tikimono, you bring down the Rebbeinu Rucham. That means you have three cases of Seich Beis Tzaver. The first time, Deraiso. Chavis, that shall kayama mutter. So there more third time, but let's say Uman does it, it's back to the case of even Isser when you undo it. Back to the case of the second model. Now, the question is, what's the difference between a Chavis and a Uman? Both of them might say I had the neck open. Both of them is closing it. Why by Chavis is mutter, by the case of an Uman the second model? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Magav Ram, quoting the Rebbeinu Yochum, they say it over here is because when a woman does it, a person cannot untie it. A person physically cannot undo the kesher. It does such a good job, it's lost the shame Pesach. Mashing, when the Klevis does it, you might choose to cut it. But since you personally can untie it, again, whether you do or don't, it's not losing shame Pesach. That means an woman, it lost the shame Pesach. Klevis did not lose shame Pesach, because says the Mishmur Magavram Apili Beriruchum, because you can untie it. Goes on further, the Mishabura, the Magavram and the Taz, they all three quote Yamshu Shleimo. Yamshu Shleimo says, well, let's say a person has a sinus, an undershirt or shirt, has a tzuas to it, and the person makes a kesher, and he cannot untie it. Lukuli Amo Lamaisa, he can't untie it. Lukuli Amo, he can't cut it. Lukuli Amo. Just don't do it in front of Amoritz. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah, among Avram, I just said by the case of Uman, Maiso, it's Aser, by the base of Tzavar. In the case of Ksainis, by the case of Uman, Iknantai, the Maiso, it's Mutter. What's the chil between the two over here? So we want to Mechalik. Now, one is a case where a Kesher is done by an Uman, and one is a stout person did a Kesher. Two different levels of Kesher over here. That means the Luzon Shem Pesach, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you need two things. Number one, it has to be a case that you cannot untie. And number two, a case over here that an Uman did. But if a person cannot untie, but not an Uman, the Maisa is Mutter. You need two things called Mishmur Magavram. You cannot untie and a Maisa of an Uman. Two klolim. Now the Chadnish said over the same idea but differently. Kedarkoi. He comes along and says over this halach, the Yamshu Shleimo Magavram. He says, the person is Isaac and opening a Mechavis. Why is it Mutter? He's taking out the Gregoris. When a person comes along to Arga Mechavis, why is it Mutter? To get out the Yain. Versus the Pesach based on Sabbath Kovis, why is it mutter? To go wear it. Kedarkoi, tell me what I'm doing over here. I'm doing a shimush. I'm doing a shimush for the Yain. I'm doing a shimush for the Gregus. I'm doing a shimush to go wear it over here. Master Enkin, the first time I Pesach based on Sabbath, why is it us the first time? So that, because the mice that you need, that's the mice of Uman. That's the Uman did over here. That's the last thing creating something. It's not possible for you to go open that about the saucer. I says, if so, what's the case of the Yamsh Shloimo, the Ben Eruchim? Why over there, by the case of Uman, one time we also, Mash Enkin, by the pace of Yamsh Shloimo, my sense mutter. He says, a Chiddush, they want to taino, but the case of the Yamsh Shloimo is where a gam, you cannot open it. But you could have got an Uman to go open it. Agam, there is no Uman. You could have found an Uman to open it. Therefore, it's called Shimush. It's called opening to go where, it's right over here. So again, his derech, again, through Shabbos, you have to tell me the act they're doing over here. Says, since I do not need to go cut it, I could have got Uman Agam, I didn't. Therefore, they get it, not lose the Shem Pesach. Bechshir, Maisa comes out over here, Chaznish. Maisa comes out over here that we have basically four cases, two in the Mechaber, one in the Amor, and one in the Mishnah Berurah, and again, to Pesach, Pesach, and Tzavar, how exactly to look upon it. In the Mechaber, Kamal goes down, says a fourth halacha, not Mechaber, the Ramah brings down a fourth halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, Ulchein, and therefore, Osle Natek Ulachtoich, Zug Shom Nalaim, a person has a pair of shoes, or socks, that's sewn together over here. The halacha is that since it's a Dech Eisen, even though it's a Tfiush Einishal Kayama, a person cannot separate your even Isser. Says the Ramah, being down the Goyis Mordechai, the halacha is you have shoes sewn together, you want to disconnect it. Agam, you tell me it's very clear you have to disconnect. According to Moshe, the Mokum of the Tefillah is Nikkur as being one. Agam, my outside factor makes it being two, but Mokum of the Tefillah looks like being one over here. Therefore, disconnected on Shabbos, you're even Isser. Now, first, what is issue discussing by Zug Shon Nalaim that are sewn together, you want to disconnect it? You're even Isser. The way how the Tefillah Sol, Archa Shulchan says, you're even Isser of Sakim Mono. But the way how the Graz, he says, you're even Isser of Korea. The words of the Mishibu is, Ki Korea of Naslit for, like Korea of Naslit. Kikureya mas the sake. Different than get of Kikureya. So come along in Shulchan Aruch, we have four halachas. The first one is Pesach by Zatzavar, first time, derais masakimono. The case of the Kavis, Maestro Halacha over there is Mutter. The case of Uman is back to even the Issa of Pesach by Zatzavar. All three discussing the get of masakimono. And we end off with the fourth case over here of Zukshel Manalayim to disconnect them. Come along the Mishmur and says, even the Issa of Kikureya. Which, just to read the words, I said the first three cases of Masakimono, Ulachain, and therefore, Yoiv and Isser Korea, which does need to bear what the flow of the Shulchan Aruch over here is. I see that the Tila David is a question, the Korakun Mishbu, the Graz of Mahalach, that again of Korea, what's Korea have to do with the first three halachas? Put to the side what exactly the flow of the Shulchan Aruch over here is. However, in this case of Zug Shulman Nalayin, again, we have this peer over here of shoes that are sewn together. So come along, the Ramani ends off this whole entire halacha I'm saying over here. This halacha, plus the halacha before, negate an Uman that sew things up together. Again, you have Pesach, Pesach, Tzavar, the Uman sew together. Or you have Zug, Shulman Olam. Over there, the case of there, also a case it's Osir. Says the Ramah that Dafka Laman Diombo is not Mechal between the Tfiyosh and the Shal Kayama, the Tfiyosh Shal Kayama. That's the halacha, then I'll be Machmer. However, the Yesh Matirim, those disagree and Mechal between the case of Shal Kiyama ve'ena Shal Kiyama, with the Olim called Tfir Lizman. Yeah, those are Mechalik. Ayin Beis Yosef, he says, what's the Mechalik Shushenim? He says, Rivo Lemaisa, he come along, he wants to be Machmer. Masha Enkein of Ben Yoyal, that brought down the Rav Yor, B'Shem the Rashbam, he wants to be Mechal and say Tfir Lizman, just like by Kesher, the three levels. It's the Kesher of Miyad, Kesher of Lizman, a Kesher Olim, who didn't get Tfir as the same Halacha, something that's Miyad, which again the Olam calls Tefillah Zman, will have the same exact halacha like Kesher. Like Kesher is motive for its getter. Who didn't feel has the same halacha like Kesher? How does the Ramah end off? Vein lahokul b'fnei ama oretz. That means, how's the Ramah paskling? Lekula. Just don't do it b'fnei ama oretz. I'm the Beis Yosef over here in Siman Shni Yedzayin. How's he paskling? Ends off. Vein lahokul b'fnei ama oretz. How's the Mechaba paskling? Lekula. That means we will be mechalting tefillah lizman and not tefillah lizman. Therefore, negate the case of a uman by a base of tzavar, or negate the case of a zug shomun alayim. Both these cases over here, the maisi can be mekul just not in front of am oritz. That's what it says over here in Siman Shin Yazayin, which will lead Siman Shin Mem Sevav, which is a stira. That's going to be the kasha. How did paskim tefillah lizman? Siman Shin Mem Sevzayin does not say that, and the Dakim Moshe of this says According to this halacha, should be mutter and Eivul Maisa led off being Pimachman, Sibin Shemem, Sibin Zayin. That means Tefillah is man on the page of his Mekel. That's going to be the theory of Bez Hashem we'll focus on tomorrow. What? He's saying the Ein Lach from the Amoritz, Maisa is mutter, just don't know from front of Amoritz. We'll have to find what Amoritz means also. I'll be Bez Hashem to be tomorrow to get to diapers. What's the heter? Even Tefillah is man's mutter, i.e., front of Amoritz, Maisa should be also. That's me another kasha, right? Even though we make all the diapers, what happened over here? What?
All the
fish
going
to the zman. One of the
fish, he's defining.
That's called tefillah zman.
It's like one thing.
No, he's discussing kasha lavosh. The halacha over here is the Rebbeinu Yoel is saying let's take the day of kasha to the tefillah. They call it tefillah in the shakayama. That's the correct lashon would be in the shakayama. Those are the words over here. The Ilm called it Tefillah Zman, but the correct terminology is Eina Shal Kayamo. That'll be the correct way of saying it. Lavosh is costing, what is Keshesh Eina Shal Kayamo? That's what he's costing, right? The correct law should be a Tefillah Eina Shal Kayamo. Those are the words of the Ramah. Fine. Simen Shemem, Sivav, come on the Machaber, bring down the Gemara's case. Amos Lechut, Shal Tefillah B'Shabbos, Chayv Chattis. Why is the question of the Chayiv Chatzis? The Ben Yeruchim says, Nichol the Gedda of Tefillah is spinning. Ma'aseh Rashi, the Rambam, put it under the Gedda of Teifer. That's the Mechaba over here. We put it under the Sugya of Teifer. Now, the case over here of Moshe Chut basically is the Yevah Beged. There was sewn already with two stitches. It comes apart. You pull the string and attach two things together. That's the definition. It comes out from the Mishabua. There really are different halachas over here. It points out when you make a kesher, by when you pull things, and he chayim in the case of tefira, even though kesher in a shakayamo. He says number two, but let's say you do gimel tefiras, they pull the string. The loch is even out of kesher, a person of mice says chayiv. Number three says the Mishnah Berurah, you do two tefiras without a kesher, is it din derabbanan over here? He brings down the sharetzin, the eliyabas mitzadid is a case of derabbanan. And number four, he brings down in the sharetzin, you do two tefiras adding on to tefiras that are there before, and when you pull the string. That he brings out the prima godam that he's been sadis deraiso. I mean, there's four levels over here. Again, when you're pulling a string, under what category to put it under? When's the abundant? When's the deraiso? Now, practically, everyone points out what's the case in the Gael? Two cases, either case where your button comes very loose and you want to pull it and attach it together, or in a case where a hem also starts coming off, whether your pants or your skirt, you want to pull it and attach the two things together over here. Come out every savior says, you're even Isser. Most of them call an Isser deraiso. With Mamsh's case over here, when things are opening up, you're pulling it together, you're attaching it, you're even Isser of Teufel Betzim. Now, they come along, they say.
Against,
like, asking, that's kosher already, that'll be a difference again.
No, you're stretching it out, meaning the thread gets pulled, and it pulls through,
and
the make, even in a snag, that's Nichol get of a Riga, we said. Oh. That's another issue, yeah. By snag, Nichol get of a Riga. Different device. They get it to Asra. Now, they do discuss, let's say you have a button that's coming out. So one of the people like doing is wrapping around. It's not pulling the string, tightening it, putting it close to your bag, and you wrap it around. So what exactly is that? Is that mutter or usser? So I see among the swam, there's a Shigal Das question, how exactly do you look upon it? See Rabelski or Nishma Shabbos or Nachlas Levi, the one Taina, that's nothing. That's just wrapping around, keeping it as status quo. Sala Shedi, Rafalt, or Litzian, or Hariyud, the one Taina, that's Mamish, keeping it as is, adding to it. And therefore, that's what Taifa does. What does the Uman do when they want to do the stitching right now? They just wrap around it. It's Kain idea like Hachishi over here. So one time it's Kain the idea of Taifa, because that's how you keep it attached to its thing itself. Right now, naturally fall off. Now you make it won't naturally fall off. See, adding to the Tefillah. It keeps it not falling off. That's what you're doing it for. So that is keeping and making a better attachment. That is Kain idea of doing an idea of Taifa, a better attachment. So see, half the swarm went to Asher, half the swarm went to say it's Mutti Gomer.
Why is it not there? Because it ain't dark, it's going to come loose again.
I didn't say deraiso. I said either. Also, I said not to. I didn't say that. Dafka, you shouldn't ask that question. You still listen. Now, they do discuss. So let's say you have a button that's coming loose. Can you pull it off, take it off? Then the Maiso, they point out, Luchor is Kurev Nas Lasakin. Then Luchor can do his also, right? You take off a button, you plan to restore it up. Happened Mamish this morning, my button popped out, and half was this morning my jacket came off. So half of it, so I gave it to my wife. Bez Hashem, my Shabbos. I'm wearing my Shabbos this morning, whatever happened. They do discuss, also built upon this. Let's say you have the button came off already, and you have some string. Can you take out the string that's attached to your beged? That we pointed out already when you learn sugya pitzaya machlokes among the svarim is that pitzaya kareya. Come on, shmir shabbos. If I take out the string, that also is also begam yesh befakfik. So it comes out in the get when you have a bottle here, the loomis question you have to deal with, and not that simple. You should not really touch it on Shabbos. In this halacha, Kamal Mishavuan discusses the common tzanel. That means in the halacha discussing a tefillah to tefillahs, halacha over here is with a kasher chayv out of kasher. The halacha is going to be potter or yeshomim. So the case of potter, Kamal Mishavuan brings down the common tzanel that he seems to understand when a person has a hem that's falling apart. You want to take a pin and go up and go down, attach one thing to another, keep the hem connected. Says the common tzanel, tmiya. For what reason is the olim coming to be mekel over here? Now, the simple reading of the Kamban Sanal, the way the Mishabuah and the Kivyega brings down clearly, saying it's also. Where's the Mishabuah, Lav Shapa Ovid, Kivyega saying it's also here? That means, even though he's saying it's Loshin Tamiya meaning, and therefore don't do it. Hagam, the Oilm saw a Moshe, and maybe saw the Chaznish, and they write for Kert. Moshe says, the Chachmei Doris saw it, they did not make a Machal, he's asking a question, and said, Shan, the Sigur, why the Maisa's Mutter, but he knew that Maisa would have. He's saying, but it's mutter, but what's pshat over here? Chanish says the same thing. What? The Yerushimayim, they didn't do things tamazai. But they knew it was mutter, the question was why. So this is Shikol Das question, how to bring down the Kovel Asanul. Meister, when the Mishabuah brings it down, he's saying it's usher. When Kivegim brings it down, Meister saying it's usher. And therefore, those who usher, taking a pinning up and going down, clearly, whether it's the Gilts of Rodim, Ma'am Loyes, Kivegir, the Graz, and the Rukh Zaboysim, and the Mishwam is my name to say it's ulcer. Again, whether.
What's his case?
A pin against a beged, a hem coming off. You want to attach the hem, go up and go down to make sure the hem stays together.
So you're going with two pieces, two barrels.
You're attaching two things, yes.
Hasn't
two tefillahs. The case over here is two tefillahs, he writes. He's going on two tefillahs. When we'll get to one, we'll get to three.
Wait.
A pin. Up, down.
Yeah, but he's not talking about attaching a hand.
You're attaching two things. He's not doing a pin for no reason. He's doing a...
For beauty, he's doing
the other thing. No, I don't think it's for beauty. No, I think he's discussing that he has a beged that something's falling apart. He wants to attach the two things together. I don't say the word safety pin. I'm saying a pin. The case is a pin. A sikat. Sikat. No. Up, down. That's two tiers. That's two.
Why is that two?
Look at every safer.
Why is
some two tears, two stitches? No. Two stitches. That's what he's doing. It's not done with a hand. That's the same. That's what comes to Salah. But the Maisha, those will be Machma, Dain Weiss, and Vavosner, and the Chodeshoni, and the Mizobo, they say the Maisha to ask you it. Outside of Shani Kimel, Ramosho, again, the getter of Teifer is either making something one. It's most of that to something they do an active career to it. The chur over here, number one, is not, you can argue the point not making something one. And though it's only when you want to undo it, you not rip it, you pull out the pin, no active career going on over here. And these are even further, even the common sound is only discussing a case where you leave a l'olam and he wants to make it one, that comes the beggar, the two sides, one thing to another, the hem becomes part of the clothing over here. Not to stop you leaving a pin on over there. You want to make something better than one over here. And therefore, even if you want to be machma to the Moshe, that says, the ones who want to be machma only case of the oilam. But case of the zman that made to come out and not an active ripping, come on, Moshe says, avada should be motor, and even the oilam should be motor. But even that, those who want to be machma can be machma in the case of the oilam. Therefore, Moshe come along and says, be'ikah din avada pen is motor. The Eshel Ram of the Bachacha goes this way before the Moshe already. And therefore, there are those who pass like a Moshe. Whether it's the Bar Moshe, whether it's Eliezer, or Biashiv, or Bi'aymer, Void. Asad HaShlishi, read the Chaznish, he seems to go with a different Mahalach. Again, he points out the common sound saying only B'loshin Tmiyah. Why that's so? Why the world to be only the coming to be Mekel, but Vada the Yerushimayim, and Vada they knew that the Paiskim did not make a Machal against them. Therefore, he himself is Maskim, that Gdom said it's Mutter. However, he points out that something that's done, number one, L'Shaw, and number two, there's no Tzvira, or Shemitz of Tzvira over here. No one sees the act of Tzvira. How in the world do you come along and say, you're even Issa of Teufer? That means he points out that Gam will get to Loch and Simish and Mem Siv Zayin. That's something that's made to be undone right away. The Tzata Aser, that's because it has a Tzvira or Tzvira. But the Machat, the Chazusa Mechicha Olav, everyone sees that Machat is made to go in and out. and to take it out later on. That's the whole function of a pin, is not to stay there. Therefore, it's meidlas man, and that's a tzura of the pin over here. A lot is no tzad come along to be machmer. And therefore, those who come along with this malach or the tzian the chodeshani, that means they're saying lo ilam will agree to aser it. Now, like a moishes beikad, then lo ilam come along to matter it. Lo ilam will aser it. But when you have a case that's lizman, and that's beikad the tzura of the pin over here, then they come along to be mekel. That means we have so far three separate ideas over here: how to paskin, either to be machmer in all cases, common to sound kiveger. Or in a case where there's nothing to do with the idea of Teifer or Moshe Mekadin, because it's not ripping anything when you undo it. Or a couple of them, the Chanishin says it depends if it's Lizman, in the case that over here that's the Tzur Mechichalov, that a person does not plan to leave it there, plans to undo it. There's a fourth Malach, the Moshe Mekadin and Ginus of Rodim. We look him up and he says the whole entire idea why is a Tmiya, why did not make a Macha? The Kimto, the Korban Sanal is when he did two times, one up, one down. If you do it three times, you do not need the act of a kashu over here at the end. They want Tana Avada to be machmer. Because two times there is no real kiyum. There's no kashu over here. There's no safety pin over here. It comes out naturally by itself. So two times come on the Ikradinim brought down by the Ben Ishchai, the Masham, the Shambas, and others. By two times the Maisel will be Mekel. Three times the Maisel will be machmer. So again, with these four malachim, what to do with the Komasan Luch Lamaisel. Practically, the way the Sram seem to go, they seem to be Mekel three times. One is when a person uses a pin that goes in one time, come with Sram and say it's Mutter. The whole Mavucha and the Karman sound is going up and down. But let's say you have something you want this pin in one time. I wouldn't advise doing this way, but let's say you do it the other way, or something that a person is not wearing. One time, the mice is Mutter. Second, right, that's what one time is Mutter. Once won't be kaim lo ilam, won't be kaim lo stick around whatever you need it for. A second time, come on the place game, when you have two things together, with not made for kiyim, and the case of a pin. I mean, the whole idea of a pin is a big mavuchot. What's the satim machmer? The oid is not made for kiyim, so it's built in not to be a tefil lo ilam. Come along the shay tshuva, the place game beikas seem to be makel over here. Therefore, for example, the person has a brooch. Just be clear for my mother, a brooch. I gave Chabura 12 years ago to the Olam over here, and my mother was in Chabura. And I said the word brooch, and she corrected me in my English. It's a word that's a brooch. So I don't want my mother to correct me again. Actually, the Rebbe told my mother, you keep coming to the shir, I will charge you tuition. So I'm not sure why she stopped. Maybe for that reason. So the word is a brooch, even though it says brooch. So when a person puts on a brooch, is basically a pin over here with a nice design. You have it goes back and forth. So come along the Swam, they say, since Be'etzem Tzurim Mechichel Lov, you're taking it off, and Be'etzem is a get of a pin, we have two things together, the Poskim L'maisa Omekel. Another example, we'll get the Sugya of Daipid Be'ez Shem tomorrow. L'chura, to put it on the kid and take it off the kid, it's the Tzurim Mechichel Lov. That's also only made a case of Lizman. They have the Poskim L'maisa Omekel. A third time the Swarm seemed to be Mekel is a person when he buys a shirt, brings it home, let's say takes out the plastic on Shabbos, there are pins there that held the shirt together. Can a person take out those pins? Is it a question of Mamas Bekorban Sanal? To come along the Swarm, they point out why are the pins there? Are they there to attach one thing to another? To attach the sleeve to the baguette? The pins, the whole function of the pin is so the creases to stay the way how they are, and the fold should be the way how they are. The function is not to attach one thing to another. Therefore, it says B'Shalom Zalman, that's not called Tfira Ki Yuzeh. Because it's not even doing an act of Tfira to attach things. It's there just to keep the folds. And how to keep the folds? By putting one thing to another. Therefore, on this case, says the Debatina, B'Shalom Zalman, Shabbos, Shabbos, B'Chaz Ish, and others, Avada, that's not Nichla Kol Mesanon, Avada, that's Mutter. Again, so we have three terms the prices seem to go with. One time going up, one Pamacha is Mutter. A case when you have a Tziruf of a Tfir Lizman with a case of a pin, the Paiskim Amekel, and even a pin in a shirt, the Maestel Paiskim Amekel. Now, to get to things that are being attached one thing to another, they are clear the Mloch of Teifer is sewing. Sewing one thing to another. The act of pinning, that's the Machlokes over here. What about other cases, attaching one thing to another? What's the loch of a button? What's the lach of a zipper? What's the lach of Velcro? What's the lach of glue? What are all these cases? So I went around asking people what the lach of these cases are. So one thing is, when I ask people, when I threw this in the case of glue, people are claiming what glue is. I said, just be clear, glue is a mechaber, bring down a Rambam, it's deraisa, it's a toldo of Teifer. And when I get you on glue, and I make that face to you, and you can't find out why it's mutter, it's called just challenging you to make sure you get your things clear over here. Glue, avader, to attach things together, is Teifer, anung is korea, it's a mechaber, simen, shemem, sif, you dalit. You get that wrong in the test, you got a problem. That's a mechaber over here. That's only deraisa. Now the question over here is, we have Teifer is deraisa, glue is deraisa. Is it mevuch among the chonim? Why that's so? How did Teifer get to glue? Lamai says clearly it's case of deraisa. What about other cases? The first, the mishmu is very clear. When you have a case of krustim blue lois, you have a case of these hooks going inside the eyes. Mishmu says it's mutter. Then we have certain cases. He attached one thing to another. Says the mishmu by the krusar, by these hooks over here, these latches over here is mutter. So why is a latch mutter? What defines a latch as mutter? And what defines the case over here of gluing and sewing the mice's dinderice over here? Case of cable ties. These askunim. Are they nichligeta of teifer and kosher? So let's focus now on teifer, not kosher. Kamung numis from taina is everyone sees clearly that it's not teifer, not sewing things together. You wrap things up and attach things one to another. Gamma Thumad reason I see a vaza saying nichligeta of teifer. You should know why that's so. But the main challenge is take three things, put them together. What is a zipper? What is a button? What is Velcro? Put all three together. One question. What is that exactly? Is that Teifer or not Teifer? So it seemed to be one mahalach built upon the Mishmua. The sight of these hooks over here, or these latches, attaching one thing to another. Everyone sees we're not attaching the two things per se. It's only by the metal area, by let's say by the zipper, one thing to another. But the two objects, etzim, are not being connected. There's no tzura of Teifer. There's no creation of making something one over here. Mashiach by glue, I see it. It looks like being one. By Teifer, Be'etzim looks like one. I don't see the stitches. It looks like one. By the glue, Be'etzim, I don't see the glue. It looks like being attached one to another. But here, I see the zipper. I see the latches. I see the Velcro. It's clean, not making one creation over here. It's built into the thing more than being built in. The whole shoe over here is not make to one. I did no act of Teufel Kiyu there. It's like a latch. Yes. No, no, because that's you can't, physically you can't see it. But Edson, the whole connection area you see as being not making something one. Therefore, it's not a Kiyu there, nichol neged of Teufel. If that's so, even lo ilum will be motor. Therefore, Rav Moshe, Rav Yosef Steif, or B'tzalba Chochma, Kushal Mazalman, or B'yashiv, B'nyamun Zilbar, Shmir Shabbos, U'chaim, they say that's not in the parsha of Teifer. Asal Hashani, those who give a different lashon. Those who want taina, the definition is, I don't see it being one. I see it being two different things. But let's say a person makes a zipper and I see it being one. For example, I have a coat that I wear right now. I probably put the lining inside the coat 15, 20 years ago and I never took it out. Is that lining part of the coat? I left it in the little oilam. I don't think I ever took it out. Come on, Luchot Hashani, and a Vozer, and a Belsky, and a Falk. They're all three one taina. It's Teifer. The reason why the zipper is not Teifer, because no one sees it being one. By seeing it being one, I leave it in the oilam, you're even Isser Teifer. That means, what is the shikl das of these, why the Mishmur being Mekel and these hooks and latches? Is it because it's not Teifer, or it's because it's not one? If it's not Teifer, lo'ilam is mutter. Because it's not one, lo'ilam can be asked here, because it now makes it one. What? Yes, the Mishkan, you know, it was attached to be one. It was lo'ilam also.
I
have. I'm not sure.
Here. Here's the common sound. Why is that different? Why would they be seeing it? Why do you see the two?
But by the pins, according to Moshe, that's the question. He is saying that, no, the Moshe himself points out they come to make the attachment there. He said, Mishmur is causing oilam. You see it being part of it, being one. Well, coming out again, how do you say over the idea of, again, a button also, something you get a button, or a zipper, or a belt, or all three of the things, how do you say it over? Most places can say it's not Teifer. That sounds like the way the Mishmur, the case of latches and the hooks. Mashenk, you say over the idea it's not one. Those who want Tainlo, it'll be also. However, I do think even those who want to aser, get a vozna, the case of a zipper that's la'ilam, you put it, you get inside your coat, you put this lining inside for 6 months, some give it a get of la'ilam. Well, a bunch of years a get of la'ilam. I think it really depends what the function over here is. For example, let's say you come from Chutz-Lotz, and you your suitcase is around, Shabbos, your wife says put away, so you want to zip it up, put away, and go back to Chutz-Lotz never again. You have to make on 15, 20 years, you might have to go for something and fundraise. Fine. But otherwise, why do we have to go to Chutz-Lotz? So you zip it up on Shabbos. Is that the get of la'ilam? Simcha? Taira. This, what better simcha than sitting and learning Torah? Fine. So I think the chilik is, by the case when you put the lining inside your coat over here, the best thing, you can leave it alone and you don't lose the function of your coat. That is how your coat is. If you zipper up your suitcase and never open it, the whole suitcase is meaningless now. You might as well throw it in the garbage. So I think over there, everyone agrees in that situation, if it takes away the function of using what you can use it for, that avad is not nichal in the getter of chashash of tefillah la'olam, because that will destroy the whole function, thrown in the garbage already. So I think a suitcase, everyone agrees, it won't be a shiloh. How can they close on Shabbos? Might be 6 months, might be a year. I don't think that's a question. The only get to a lining inside of clothing, because that people ethically will la'olam and still have a function over here. They get to staples. Can a person undo a staple and rip it apart, the piece of paper, on Shabbos? So Be'ikah this form, say, L'chura, just like by glue, you might do it slowly, but Be'ikah ripping apart is also. Pasha is, when you have a staple, a gami maybe undo the metal parts and take it out. Pasha is, the way to go do it is to rip it apart. Therefore, you should be over the Isser of Korea. Gam, I see a Moshe, they bring down in Torah by Ron, Chelk Aleph and Chelk Yud, says only Nichol get a Muxo, not Nichol get a Korea. So if be aware that's so. Come on, every single Sefer says a staple is Nichol get a of Teifer in Korea. And Moshe says it's not Teifer. Which again, Yeshua, why that's so. Now, when you have a saran wrap, cling wrap, people have food, and they wrap it up with a wrap, and it clings to itself, is that Teifer? How do I use these wraps on Shabbos? So come along the Chodeshani himself, who wants to ask us something about Olam, he wants to hide by wraps, not a problem. Because the Matzias is, Be'etzem, there's no real connection over here. It's just due to the material, they're very staticky, and they easily cling one to another. But Be'etzem, there is no real attachment over here. It's a Chibah Cholosh, as it comes off very easily, therefore there's no problem using these saran wraps on Shabbos. Same thing, you discuss a magnet. Come on, the place can be Ikid one taino. A magnet refrigerator is not Nichol and Geder of Teufel over here. Come, I see those who want to argue. A Pasha is not Nichol and Geder of Teufel. Same thing, you get to paper clips. It's just holding things together over here. You get to a loose leaf. You want to open up a loose leaf and take out paper that's written upon as Chadushe Toro. Again, the whole function of loose leaf is to open and close. Pasha is not Nichol and Geder of Teufel in Korea. However, let's say it's a spiral. To rip it out, that avada yoyv neser. Can you rip out paper from the spiral?
I can say that's for by a zipper also. Open and close. To come onto.
I think it'll be the same thing. To get the zipper should be mutter.
Yeah, it should be mutter. I'm saying even if it's aligning for 20 years.
No, so much of how you. Ichlam, those asloidim could be asloidim. Can't say. Not sure. Now, negate to post-it notes and negate to these sticky notes and these post-it flags. So, question: can you use them on Shabbos? Now, let's make it two different cases over here. There's one thing when you have this yellow pad, these sticky notes that you rip off and you want to attach to the refrigerator, leave a message to your wife, then when you finish, you wrap, you throw it in the garbage. Now, first, they come in a stack of, let's say, 1,000. They're attached in the back. They're attached in the back. Since they're attached in the back, everyone agrees you cannot rip it off the back on Shabbos. That's partial of a mistake. To rip it off, you cannot do that on Shabbos. The question is, when they already disconnect before Shabbos on the back, can a person now put them in place to place? Now, first, to get to these post-it notes, the new Shmir Shabbat Kulchosa, he points out, to rip it off the first time is ulcer. But to use it in what time of my sense, motor? With Chaskar Roth, the same thing. What?
Why the first time is ulcer?
That's Taif and Korea. That's the Mechabit, Simon Shemem Sif Yudalad. It was physically attached. In the back. It's glue. It's mamish glue. It's mamish glue. What?
You're talking about the... Don't got the paint that's on the back that's actually connected.
No, I'm trying, in the back, the glue over there, the glue is physically attached. The back. They are. There's glue in the back. You're ripping the glue off. No. I'm not discussing that in inside area. I'm discussing the back. The back. The back is a plastic back to it. They rip off. The plastic. Not those of flags. I'm talking about right now the yellow, the 1,000 yellow. Right. In the back of the glue over here. Those are post-it notes. This is not good of this area. Thank you. That's exactly what we can do. So first, that's still the problem. However, once it's ready disconnected, or let's say it doesn't have it for whatever reason, so then to go use it, says the Shmir Shabbos in the new prints. And the Cheskel Ruach, the Maisei one time is a Chibur Cholosh, made to go off and on, it's clearly built in the Surah. The one in the Taina, it's Mutter. Now, they point out that, let's analyze it. According to a Moshe, you stick it onto things.
This paper?
Not this paper, yet the sticky notes.
Office notes.
Office notes.
He would do the Gemara, then with that five Rishon.
Be back in 5 minutes.
So, you take it and stick it on the computer, a little note, a yellow note over here. So, again, let's analyze it. According to Moshe, going to Archa Shulchan, Meister, the idea here is when you undo it, nothing rips over here. Vad should be motor. Void is a case of a Chibur Cholosh, Veshvach Lir, is any real connection. Void is Tviosh Inisho Kayomo. Therefore, for these reasons, the Paiskim would say, Apidin technically should be motor. Get involved with the Ein Lahokal Bufnei Amoritz. However, there are those who are fakfek. Void, I think, is a starker time. The first thing I'm going to fact on these three terumites that over. Void, heard people tell me that on Shabbos, people mamash use scotch tape or masking tape, and people have seen it, the chulash people using it. What's the reason? Because they saw others use the post-it notes or the post-it flags. That's glue. There's no difference. And therefore, it leads to a michshul, people not understanding the difference. The words of Belsky, when he says not to use it, he says because people view them as like any tape. And people do not understand tape is nichol neged of teifer, which it didn't derive so. Therefore, the achokah that a person should have, especially in lahokah b'fnei amoritz, is not to use the things on Shabbos.
Why is it a post-note on the back that you're not using it as a real tefillah?
Again, because a post-note and a tape, ask a person what the difference is. Who does not know the sugya. Tape, regular tape.
Why can't you use massive on Shabbos temporarily?
It depends how you use it. People will take a tape, 2 pages of safety rip, they'll put tape on top, guys will use tape over here. Well, put tape on top. People will tell me they've seen it, they've asked them why, I said, I still use sticky notes. Now, everyone knows you can't sew on Shabbos. People know you can't use glue on Shabbos. So, the Ilum Agilum. Right, the Ein Lahokal B'fnei Amoritz, people do not know the difference. Now, the poster flags a little bit easier to be matter. Again, the Shemir Shabbos, the Chodesh Shani, Nishma Shabbos, Berkowitz, the Maaseh one time, the poster flags a little bit easier to be matter. But again, you have the same problem, people do not know the difference. V'oy, they bring down, they show the poster flags to Eliashiv, the Knei Boisim, Chai Pnevsky, the Maaseh, they come home and say to Asher, they don't say why clearly it's Osir. What? Yeah, these things. Right? I have no post. Right? It's very easy. It's even lighter than post than the sticky.
So why is it?
Even more reason to make Laura say on this. Even more reason to command nothing in here, and people each London they compare the two to one to another, and still came along the Ashiv, the Beisim, the Belsky, and the Chaim. Might say one answer it. Again, some are not saying why they're answering it. The Belsky says why the Elam looks are being like glue, tape. They'll match to this and match to tape over here. Now, there are those who get involved with, Harifo wants to get involved with, what's the difference to your Lizman? Well, come on, Rafael, it says, well, if you have less than one day, maybe. When he writes the safety, less than Rafael says he has less than 7 days. Or Simcha Bonham says less than 24 hours. But once you have more than 24 hours, more than a week, Gival Machlikis to your Lizman. Machlikis Lavosh versus Taz over here. So to make something that's a Machlikis, you should love that in and of itself. Most of the people ask me, I tell them not to go do it. that of seeing people learn one from another. Just practically, it's not a good eitzah. It's silly if you go do it. Ain't lachem b'fnei amar. It's silly with the what the means la'locha and tzimtzum shem b'mesif gimel. Doing to this, where people do learn from you to make this mistake, they'll come along and have a pictures. The old days used to have pictures before us on these screens over here, and they have albums. Albums have things to stick it to. Maisa, some of them, the imam, you put them on, and they stick on. Where the kids have what? No, they stick on. What's best? Random after them.
The sticky part.
The album. Some albums have sticky to it. Where your kids have stickers, and they have an album, where they have sneaker pictures, or whatever they have, their albums over here. And see, Tavi has a sticky note over here, so I'll put them on my album. But once they're right, so what might be mutter? So, myself, for this reason, a person, I think, should not use these sticky notes because these albums that kids see Tati go do, myself, leads to the problems they get to their earrings they put into the books, or their cartoons they put inside these books, they're attaching in the Khoriya Iminister. They get to a Ziploc bag. So, can you use it on Shabbos? Is that Mamish protecting two sides over here? Those who want to ask the things la'olam, says a falk, la'olam, you want to zip things up and throw in the garbage, you want to ask for it. So the end of one last case, we continue tomorrow, is that they do discuss on a band-aid, sticking one side to another, they tell everyone when you put on the band-aid on a finger, let's say you have a cut over here, put it both sides on top of your body and not on the band-aid itself. Usually what happens, you take the whole thing off and tefir la'olam. Mashen can go this way, you can't take the whole thing off. So therefore, they point out that you should always put a band-aid on a person's body, on the body area, and not on the band-aid area. Well, in Benishem tomorrow, be number one, Siv Zayin. Number two, Alokha Tfil Lizman, very important, the series. Number three, Ein Lohokal Lefnei Amor, it's together. Number four, different cases practically. And number five, we'll end up with diapers and band-aids.